guard and play a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Some question to ask her, but it has been motivating for her, you know, to kind of get in that spot and then and see her sister have that much success, learn from that.
Yeah, it is probably for her, but at the end of the day, you also have to realize that Hannah's starting position on that team was a fairly limited role. You know, obviously Ashley and Dally and of course Tori were taking the majority of the swings for that team. So, you know, Hannah did really well, but, you know, it was not carrying the weight that some of those other people had. So I'm sure Paige wants to play. I think everyone wants to play. But what we hope is that they're prepared to do whatever we need them to do to help the team to be successful.
A lot of expectations last year with Alyssa. How have you seen her progress heading into her sophomore year?
Yeah, she's continuing to improve and you know, she's obviously a wonderful athlete, no question. You know, fast and jumps high and can hit the ball with some pace. But it turns out everyone in the Big Ten can do that now. So the differentiating factor for her has to become her technical proficiency. And she's worked a lot on that, especially her hitting mechanics, trying to clean that up and make it more efficient so she can get through the ball more quickly and hit with more range and generate more power. In the back row, she's very special. I mean, she has great feel for the ball underhand. She can pass the rock, and she can dig a ton of balls for us. She's certainly a wonderful addition. It's just, can she hold up in the front row?
Does anything else? Do you need any questions?
Yeah. I guess from the beginning, what's your assessment of the team, and how confident are you in the success in the Big Ten?
Well, we've been together for 10 days, so we know some things, but we don't know everything. And I like the way practice has been going, but the biggest test, of course, will be what happens when we get to the moment of competition, and then I think we'll know a lot more. We had a great spring. I like what happened there, and I think it's been a good summer, and I like the start of this training block, but I think in terms of my expectations, we'll know more once we get into battle here and see how we do.
You've had a couple of years under your belt as coach. Mm-hmm. How confident are you with being able to take your plan, your strategy, and get them to understand and be able to buy into what you're trying to teach them? I know you have some.
Sure. Yeah. Cultural shift is really difficult for any organization, and. You know, part of that is timing, and for us the time was, the end of that 2013 season going into 2014, we made a little bit of a shift in terms of how we were holding people accountable and some of the things that we deemed to be important, some of the values that we wanted our group to adhere to. And, you know, the process was, a little bit challenging. I think there's inevitable ups and downs when you're trying to get people to do things that are different from maybe what they were recruited to or maybe than what they want to do or used to do. But the sum total of that process, about a year and a half ago now, is that I feel like we're much closer to having a group that is going to be able to do the things that I think we need to do to have a chance to be successful. And that's about work, and it's about learning, and it's about competing, and it's about being great teammates. So I think if we can continue to build on this nice foundation, I like the future. You know, we have some things evolving on the recruiting front that are promising, and I think we have a great staff in place. I like our athletes. You know, I think things are heading in a good direction, but like all things, it takes time.